Aaron, Ty Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host here, simulcasting live right now, right here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale Carrick's T 98.5 FM. You can check us out at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook page, check us out live, check the ugly mug made for radio. If you want to call into the studio, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put in a podcast form, and we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. So why don't you be part of it? Lots of information, lots of videos on YouTube. So you want to like us on Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel, all that stuff. Okay, I get tongue-tied sometimes when I say it. I want to thank all the sponsors and all the people who donate privately. The people who donate privately, I want to give them an extra thumbs up because they get nothing out of it other than they just want to keep the show on the air. For all my sponsors, I thank them for having faith in me to do the program, but also, you know, they're advertising their business. So that's why I say when the people who donate privately, I want to give them a second thumbs up. It's just great to be here. Now, the Colonel, my wingman, is out today on assignment. In the studio with me is my special guest host, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. You got a problem with the IRS? She can help you. Christine, good morning.
Thank you, Matt. Good morning. I'm the other ugly mug that's, you know, made for radio. Right. Sitting next to him.
Whatever.
Oh, my.
Sitting next to...
You know, you're not supposed to lie when the judge is here.
Sitting next to Christine is our very own Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs.
Man, it is always great to be on the radio with this group. It is always fun. Enlightening, which is something that we don't get a lot of in our society today, in enlightenment.
That's right. There's thousands and thousands of people who are going to be new to the program today. And the number here is 254-697-6633. And the one who keeps it on the rail, the one who holds it all together, the glue to the works here.
I need some theme music.
Yeah, you do. My board operator, Shelby Myers. Shelby, say hi. Remember, it's a three-hour program.
You say that every time, and it turns, like, the happiness off in me. I'm like... Anyways, good morning, everybody.
All right, we're going to have a very interesting show today. Very informative, product-laced program. Mm-hmm. Let me go over show highlights. We'll be doing our devotional. I'll be speaking out of Tony Evans' Prayers for Men book. We've been doing that for the last 11 weeks, I believe it is. And I want to thank Harvest House Publishers. And Shelby, do me the honor, show the book to everybody.
There you go.
We'll have some announcements later on in the program as well. At 11:30... everybody's favorite segment, True Stories of Self-Defense, what to do and what not to do in situations like those. Word of the day coming up, quote of the day. Since the Colonel's not here, we're going to be doing a trivia question. Shelby will have a trivia question for us. Judge Isaac's doing our revival prayer. Katie from Moz, hopefully she'll be on. We've been trying to get her for a whole bunch of weeks, but she's been extremely busy and other challenges going on as well. I've got Josh Woods, general manager of the store, Centex Tactical, one of my sponsors. Josh will be in here about 9:30, and he's got some good products to share with you. Great store. If you haven't been there, you need to walk through it. It's great. I did a video on it some time ago on Facebook, and you can look the aisles through that video. Christine, dollars and cents.
That's right.
What's the teaser for today?
A collection of items, a couple of client stories. FinCEN is in the news, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and a couple of tips during the tax season.
My accountant says they don't do anything about those FinCENs. You have to find it out yourself.
Yes. Well, we will have an update on that.
Okay.
So that's why you got to stay tuned to listen in to find out the update.
Great information. Walking encyclopedia. I posted that. Christine is a walking encyclopedia of information and how to keep you out of trouble with the IRS. Now, I'm pretty excited about this. I've got Andy, A-N-D-E-E, Stein from Steinway Dog Training. This is a very interesting story. 30 years ago, her mother... I think her name is Linda. But Miss Steinway taught my dog, no, she taught me.
Yes.
How to train the dog in 3 hours. It's guaranteed in 3 hours or your money back. It's fantastic. It's phenomenal. I'm down here in Texas 30 years later. I get my dog and I posted Sasha online. I called up Steinway. I was going to fly her out here, but the schedules didn't work. So we did it via FaceTime and it worked out great. Awesome. Good deal. So she's going to be on the show at 11 o'clock via phone call. All right. Word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation of a story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. put the word into a sentence, and the board here like it, give you a thumbs up, we'll get you a prize, okay? We'll get you something. The word of the day is declare. Declare, it's a verb. Definition, say something in a solemn and emphatic manner. Comes from this headline. Michelle Obama declares she will not be running for president in 2024. Now, you've been listening to me saying she is going to run. What she says here, I totally 100% agree with her.
Yes.
She does not want to run.
Yes.
But sorry, honey, you're bought and paid for, and you will do what your masters tell you to do. So this is a ploy, so you don't start checking her out, and all of a sudden in October, when all hell breaks loose and the October surprise comes, Michelle's going to say, oh, it's for the good of the country. I'm going to do it. Okay, watch. And if I'm wrong, I'll eat my lunch.
She might not do it, but that doesn't mean you were wrong. Because there's other factors that come involved in that.
Well, I'm wrong. If she doesn't run, I'm wrong.
I mean, no, but if she runs, that doesn't mean you're wrong. Okay? It doesn't mean you're right. And if she doesn't run, it doesn't mean you're wrong.
You're not the only one who thinks that.
That's right. And because circumstances change and what happens changes, so
maybe
their needs change.
They're catching their drift too early and they change the person, so there's, it's a little more.
We'll see. We'll play.
Too many people are saying it now.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens in July and August, that'll give me a much better read as to what's going to happen in October.
It's March.
I know. Well, right now, it's still slow time. They're still setting the chess pieces. Come July and August, you're going to see the board, and October is like, uh-oh.
When I was in my 20s like Shelby, it was a long time till July. At 65, it ain't like very long.
Yeah. All right, so the word is declare. Give me a call. Put it into a sentence. Continuing on with show highlights. Well, first of all, give me your
trivia question. So we're going to do a Texas trivia question today since it was recently Texas Independence Day and we didn't get a chance to do trivia. We had a very busy last couple weeks. So the trivia question is, how many presidents came from the state of Texas? It's a trick question because you think it's one answer, but it's not. And I was surprised when I read this. So what we have today for the winner is on behalf of the Galvans, the Honcho in Texas barbecue place, which is always packed and always full.
Great food.
Very good food. You get a free meal from there on us for being the winner. So the question again is how many presidents came from Texas? And even if you can tell me the ones that did come, I'll throw in something else as well.
Ooh, interesting.
Double bubble.
Raise the value of the pot there. That's good. All right. All right, moving on. WTF. What the?
Fudge.
Democrat lawmaker proposes child sex dolls for pedophiles.
I saw that. To try to take their urge away from the real children.
How do you take your urge away on something that evil?
Well, have you seen these dolls? They look so
them.
Real.
I've seen them. I've
they
seen
look
them.
So
Listen.
Real.
It brings, you got to get more and more perverted to get the same thrill, so you step up from fake dolls to real children.
They have it to where these dolls make noises, though, and talk and react.
Let me say something right now. We know through evidence that somebody that gets on this track, it's almost impossible to ever get them off.
Correct. Let's take a cold call here. Go ahead. Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I speaking to, and what can I do for you?
This is Melvin. Well, I had two presidents from Texas.
Okay, Shelby, take control. What do you got?
My mic does work. Okay, can you say who the two were? You just want the one prize?
Oh, yeah, LBJ and George W.
That's incorrect. But you did get the first, you did get the meal right from the Galvans. But since you're the winner, I'll go ahead and say it. George W. Bush was not actually born in Texas. It was Dwight Eisenhower and Lyndon B. Johnson. But I will have that here for you to come pick up at the radio station.
Okay.
And good job, Melvin.
And good
Way
job,
go.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it wasn't who I thought. I thought it was three.
Well, still, I'm smarter than I thought I was.
Well, I'll tell you what, since you're on the line, you got any crack at putting the word declare into a sentence? You can win a prize that way if everybody likes it.
What was the question?
Are you able to put the word declare into a sentence? And so that one of the people in this room says, yeah, that's pretty cool. We'll give you a prize. It comes from the headline. It comes from this headline.
Okay.
Melvin, it's...
Okay, how about
hold on. Hold on. The headline reads, Michelle Obama declares she will not be running for president in 2024. So the word is declare. It's a verb. Definition is say something in solemn and emphatic manner. So go ahead.
I declare it sure is cold today.
All right. You got it. Shelby, give him something.
Yeah. So you'll have a double winning prize up here when you come. It'll be up here at the station waiting for you.
Fantastic.
Holy smokes. All right. Thank y'all.
Today was your lucky day. Thanks for the call.
I love that.
All right. Moving on. Are we done with the pedophiles yet?
Oh, God. Oh, I forgot about them.
Please.
You got that off my mind and then you brought it back
to us. Yes. Right.
The way this lawmaker was trying to convince everybody that it would be a good idea to have sex dolls for pedophiles was sickening.
Kind of makes you wonder what was behind that with this lawmaker. Why would he even suggest that?
It was a female.
Why would she even suggest that? What's the what's the thought process or the experience that makes this, oh yeah, this could be a good thing? There's a deeper issue there with this person.
It's extreme. 20 seconds already? It's extreme liberal thinking.
It's because we had a caller and all that. Time
Let me throw one more in here.
Okay.
Jon Stewart from The Daily Show treats illegal alien crime as a laughing matter, doesn't mention Lake and Riley. When we come back, I'm going to read that again because I got a few more that go with it. The number here is 254-697-6633. Give me a call. Tell me what's on your mind. We'll be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provides sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Kevin Mitchell Radio Program. Melvin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Winner, winner.
Winner, winner, winner. Great, you got, let's see, you got the gift from...
the Galvans, the poncho in Texas.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
What's that say? It says Trump won.
And then for the word of the day, you got a nice coffee mug.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
you see that? You listen to this program, you call in, and you win stuff.
It's actually up here. We don't say you win stuff, and then it's not here. That's like, oh.
Didn't one of y'all say some like winner, winner, chicken dinner? So, yeah. Chicken dinner coming?
Be happy with the mug, Melvin. I appreciate it.
Works for me.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You do.
Let me go back over the show highlight thing. It says, Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, treats illegal alien crime as a laughing matter. Doesn't mention Lake and Riley, just like Biden.
Well, no, he called her Lincoln.
Right.
Yeah.
Next headline. First footage of National Guard patrolling New York City subway following Governor Hochul's announcement because the crime. Next one. Dem Governor Katie Hobbs in Arizona vetoes bill authorizing Arizona police to arrest illegal aliens. Judge, you hear that?
You know, I don't know where his brain is or if he's got one.
It's Katie Hobbs.
Yeah, that's it. It's got to be something. I don't understand what they're thinking.
Let me read the headline again. Democrat
Let's
governor,
destroy America. How about that one?
Katie Hobbs, Arizona, vetoes bill authorizing Arizona police to arrest illegal aliens. What the hell's the matter with you people?
Then they end up in New York on the subways.
Flipping people off after they beat up cops.
Yeah. And then they beg you to let them stay in your house.
Yeah.
Let them stay in my house.
This headline, I can see right through it. I'm sure you can too. It's a perfect illustration of how there is a major agenda. It's 1984. Word speak, the whole works. Pelosi is triggered when Biden called Lake and Riley's murder suspect illegal. He should have said undocumented.
Right. It shows the loyalty. I mean, they can't be this stupid, you know. It has
It's got to be planned.
No, they're not. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah. It has to be, because this type of incompetence is, it can't be natural. It can't be natural.
Well, no, I've seen some natural stuff.
No,
well, I have too, but they usually have got other problems.
Right. Yes. She's definitely got something wrong. Well, we knew. Yes. We know Nancy's got something wrong there. Plus, she's a devastating alcoholic.
This is an interesting article. Retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor warns Democrat plans to turn guns on U.S. citizens once military recruits illegals. Let me clarify this. The armed forces has not been able to meet the recruiting requirements. Mm-hmm. They are short.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder how many short, you know.
The chatter is, though, quick line illegals to become citizens by serving the country.
Right.
You put all these illegals in who have no core value of the United States.
Right. And
when the order's given, they'd be more likely to pull a trigger as compared to a homegrown.
Absolutely.
Yep. Democrats must scare the crap out of people over Trump in 2024, says MSNBC's Donnie Deutsch. It's an agenda. It's an agenda. We got to brainwash these people, say as much bad stuff as we can, and the more we take off the Trump side, the better.
You know, it's just inevitable. You know, if Trump does, I believe if Trump were to heal cancer, they would find a reason why it was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, hell, the closest thing to healing cancer is the peace accords, the Abrams Accords.
Abraham gets right.
The State of the Union address, Biden demands passage of gun controls that have failed in California for over 30 years. MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. If Trump is elected, America will be a threat to the New World Order. Where all these people saying there's no such thing as a New World Order, they're telling to you right now.
Yeah, just that's just too terrible that he mess up the New World Order. We can't vote for him, no way.
I have an article here with a list of what I'm about to say to you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. issues unifying response to Biden's divisive State of the Union address. And it's a list, and it's an excellent list. I still don't want him running as a third party. It's going to mess up the works. But, I mean, you can't argue what the guy's saying. Nikki Haley, the backstabber, finally drops out of the Republican primary race. This is awesome. Peter Schweizer, Chinese strategy is defeat U.S. without firing a shot. Now, I've got Sun Tzu. If you've never read the book, The Art of War, you need to. Know your enemy, know yourself, and you'll win many battles. Only know the enemy and you don't know yourself, you'll win 50% of the battles. Know yourself, but not the enemy, 50%. But if you know both, you will be victorious. And so you read this book, which I'm going to read some of the quotes from it pertaining to this headline, if we have a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. This is pathetic. This is disgusting. And let's have a debate as to what we should do with them. Mm. 8 suspects record the abduction, torture, and rape of Alabama mother before killing her. Judge, you said... I said they should be shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Well, I think it's an eye for an eye. They should have everything done to them that they did first, then shot.
I just... You know, the animalism that is involved here.
Right, yes.
They don't care. You know, the Apaches had some ways. I think it'd be worth... That'd be fine.
All right. Here's a dumb one. Large number of fans who suffered frostbite at the Chiefs-Dolphins games need amputation. Let me clarify the picture here. Mm-hmm. Gung-ho fans not wearing the proper clothes they should be, bare-chested, in minus-degree weather.
-4, I think it was.
They got frostbite. And now a lot of them are going to get their parts amputated. How dumb can you be, man?
Which, you know, fingers and toes. Yeah, you know, stupid. You never know how stupid people are till you watch a football game.
Okay,
they put the ye and ha. Yeah.
Last one. I found this disturbing, too. If I say the Kiss photo, what comes to your mind?
The New York Times after the war.
Sailor grabs the woman.
Yeah, everybody knows that one.
World War II Kiss photo stays on display. VA head reverses memo that would have banned it.
Why?
How do you ban that?
Because
it's innocent.
The whole thing behind it is this was sexual assault. There was lack of consent. This is, you know.
And she fought him off hard, boy. You can tell
it. And it was a woman, I believe, you know, that wrote this memo and says this is unacceptable, yep. Blah, blah, blah.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The table has been set. I got about 5 minutes for this segment.
You can tell the era was so different because my mind went to the picture of the band Kiss.
Yeah.
And y'all said something different. And I was like, huh? And I had to think back. I was like, oh, yeah, that old picture.
Old picture, that's right.
That old picture.
That great picture. All right, look, I got about 5 minutes. Judge Andy, take it to the bottom of the hour, and I'll do the devotional and stuff afterwards.
You have 3 minutes.
Just start. We'll finish. We got plenty of time. I got buffers.
Here I'm sitting here listening to 30 things in there that, you know, the government is going nuts. We talk about Syntex Tactical will be here today to tell us about all the great things. And I've been in there. And you don't go walk through there. If you need anything except a gun, they don't sell guns, except a gun. In there, they have it. You can kind of, if you need one of these, you can get that. You need this, you can get that.
It's a candy store for
adults.
That's
right. Just pick the Bible is the same thing. You can go through there, and it will help you with everything you want, everything that you need. I need this today, so we get that off the shelf. I need forgiveness today. We get that off the shelf. I need to be a better communicator. That's in there. You can get that off the shelf.
A good illustration of what you just said is my devotionals. Because every morning when I wake up...
You have devotionals.
I have things that go through my mind, conversations I have with the Lord, things that bother me. And I go, this is bothering me, but the Lord's got an answer for it. And I'll write it, and I look in the mirror, and I come up with a devotional. So it does. It has, for every problem, there's a solution in there.
You know, this beautiful woman right here next to me has a book called Avoiding Trouble with the IRS. It shows all kinds of ways you can avoid trouble. The Bible has that in there, all ways you can divide. We won't open a stupid thing to help ourselves. You know, this. If we were in trouble with the IRS, this would be a great place to start. The Bible will take care of you. It's a great place to start. And it's just, we need to get ourselves to the place where we're opening the Bible and praying in order to get where we need to be. You know, I promise you that if all the congressmen and senators and the president were to pray every day and actually seek the face of God, our Congress and our president would change. But even more than that, if our people would pray every day and ask for forgiveness and admit their sins and admit they've got problems and admit they can't do it, God will reach down and heal us. But as long as we think we got all the answers, why would he bother? Mm-hmm. Why would he bother? Because he is, it's kind of like talking. You ever had to argue with your children and you cannot get past them?
Oh, yeah.
And finally you just say, okay, whipping time.
Well, you know what?
That's the way God is right now with us. It's whipping time. Let's pray. Lord, Havens, Lord, help us. We need you so badly. We need a whooping. We need one. And it's got to the point where we don't listen to anybody about anything unless we want it. Lord, help me to be a broadcaster of yours about the truth and about how good you are and how you care for us and how you want to help us. Lord, these things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
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 MSR Ministries is a website. MSR Morningstar Ranch. Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455.
Go to Aaron'sGunShop.com. Go to the radio show page. Click on the link. Boom. There you are. Okay. We'll be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Amen.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years.
This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now. 254-935-2145. High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. In the studio with me today, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, Judge Andy Isaacs, Shelby Myma, board operator, the Colonel, Rafer Brown on assignment. He'll be out for this Saturday and next Saturday as well. So lift him up in prayer that his assignment is completed with no challenges. The number here, if you wish to call in, is 254-697-6633. We're simulcasting here right now. And also at KRXT 98.5 FM. If you want to take a look at us, go to Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Check it out. Now, Katie from Oz has not been able to call in for a few weeks. Once again, that's the challenge here. Very busy. Things just growing. So that's awesome. You all need to go out there. Moz Place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. Top of the hill there. Great food, great servings, great price. It's just a good place to go. Okay, so check it out, Moz Place in Harker Heights. I've been doing devotionals for a very long time. Been doing it Monday through Friday to a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it on the radio. I've been now posting it on Facebook as well for the world to see. I'm trying to share the word to as many as I can. And I'm going to read Tuesdays, I think it is. If you're on my devotional list, it's going to be the Tuesday devotional. And it reads, good morning. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Paralysis of analysis. What should we do? Well, this comes from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the left or to the right. I've got that backwards, from the right or to the left. Continuing. How do we get to that point of hearing? Psalms 119, verse 15. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. Continuing. This will benefit us, not hinder us. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 35. I say this for your own benefit, not to lay any restraint upon you, but to promote good order and to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord. Continuing. Since God will whisper to us to go left or right, let's not be anxious of the outcome. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And I close. Since I was looking in the mirror when I wrote this, it strengthens me. I hope my reflection helps you too. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. I want to thank McGuire Tires for sponsoring this segment. Casey and the gang have been helping me out for the last 20 plus years when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They just squared away my truck. It runs great, smooth, the whole works. They got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program.
Thank you, Matt. Let me say something about what he's talking about, what he said today. Do you realize that the scriptures, some of the scriptures he read, and all of them, are thousands of years old, and they're still as relevant today as they were then? And the guy in Psalms is talking about living on his precepts and studying on his word. He didn't have a written word at that time to do that with. He had to do it in his mind. And it's amazing what you can learn if you just open that little old book.
Yeah, it is. You get in a quiet place. Shh. When you're with Jesus, you got to be quiet. Yeah. And read the word. It'll sink in. Amen. Now, once again, I want to thank the Harvest House Publishers for giving me permission to read out of Tony Evans' book, Prayers for Men. And ladies, I'm going to ask that you double down on your prayers for men. Men need to be in leadership position. Men, you need to start praying for that as well. You need to pray for guidance and strength and wisdom,
and whatever it takes to be the man you're supposed to be the leader you're supposed to be. Does that mean control freak? No. It means responsible, wise leadership for you and your family. So this one here, this chapter, is titled A Prayer for Letting Go of Shame. A Prayer for Letting Go of Shame. I'm sure this will affect a lot of us. Tony Evan writes, Lord, I'm holding on to some things that I'm having trouble letting go of. I feel glued to them. When I look back at some of what I've said and done, some of my regrets, it's hard to let go. The bell still rings about the sounds that I made. The hurt that I've inflicted and the pain that I brought upon myself and others still brings guilt and shame. I'm asking your forgiveness for those things because I realize that when I hurt others, I also hurt you. That's what sin does. It hurts you. I am so sorry, Father. I thank you for the cross, for Christ shedding his blood to pay for my sins and make forgiveness possible. May your spirit help me let go emotionally of what I've let go spiritually. I confessed my sins to you, Lord. I've named them to you, and you've promised that you will not remember them. Thank you for that. Now I need you to help me to forget them as well. Enable me to let go of them so that I can move forward in a way that gives you glory and honor. Thank you that I can celebrate the fact that you have forgiven my sins and will remember them no more. In Christ, amen. And he makes a final comment. Regardless of what happened yesterday, if you will stick with the Lord today, your yesterday won't control your tomorrow. Woo! Smoking. So there you go. Hope it helped you.
Amen.
Now, my guest, Josh Woods, Centex Tactical, is not here. I'm wondering if he got busted for speeding through Buckholz or Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Nah, they wouldn't do that in either one of those little old towns. I don't know what you're talking about. Last place I got stopped was in Buckholz.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's texting me now, and I'm telling him he's supposed to be here. So
sure he's not texting while he's driving.
Texting while he's pulled over.
Whatever. Okay, so what we'll do is this. We'll go over some more of these. I know what I want to do. Before we get to 10 o'clock and Christine comes on with dollars and cents, I wanted to go over this for sure. And that is the... I'll tell you what, let's do the RFK Jr. one. He put out a bunch of points for unity, not being divisive like the president was with his State of the Union address.
Joe was divisive? Gosh.
Did you watch the...
Yes, I did until I fell asleep.
Can you make a comment about it a little bit while I find this?
Well, you know, for starters, I don't know what they had him on, but I want some of it.
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah. He was fiery. He was specific. He was on point. But
he was on amphetamines.
Yeah, whatever it is. He was fired up. But what he said was all garbage.
Yes.
You know, it's he made a threat to the Supreme Court.
Yes. Nobody takes it seriously.
How do you make a threat? I mean, you know, it was so frustrating to watch. And finally, you know, 9 o'clock is my bedtime. And it came, and I almost fell asleep right there, so I was done. But, you know, it was just, and it was not anything less than I expected.
You've been around me long enough, Christine, you too. Shelby, you may have heard me say this once or twice, but all of life's problems can be solved with an episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, I've heard you say it a dozen times okay. The year I've known you.
And the perfect episode that fits this when it comes to Biden is, I don't remember the title of the episode, but it's when Kirk goes down to a planet and the planet's been taken over by the thought process of being a Nazi.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Okay. I've seen them all too.
The guy who came there, I guess the ambassador, whatever you call it, and showed him the way of being a Nazi because it was very efficient, it got out of control. Well, they ended up drugging him, putting him behind a curtain, and basically telling him what to say, when to say it, to get the people behind him because they had corrupt people around him who wanted to run the show. That's exactly what's going on here.
That's exactly right. You know, the old Star Trek, not this new stuff. The old Star Trek had a lot of good, had one on prejudice about the black and white.
That's right.
Guys, it was excellent. It was excellent.
And one guy was black on the right side. The other guy was black on the left side. And they couldn't stand each other. They looked identical if they were standing in the mirror, you know. All right, let's go to RFK. Issues unifying response to Biden's divisive State of the Union address. The epic message slammed America's descent into the third world nation where poverty and crime run rampant while acknowledging the U.S. was once a land of innovation and wealth that was viewed by other countries with respect. Here are the top 21 issues noted by RFK in his message. This is courtesy of VigilantNews.com. Number one, we've become a nation of chronic illness, of violence, of loneliness, depression, and division and poverty. Two, our great cities are becoming tent encampments. Three, modern-day Hooverville is filled with undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, and dispossessed Americans and people living in their cars, plagued by mental illness and addiction and despair. Four, our border has come under the control of criminal drug cartels that traffic in desolation and fentanyl and in busloads of desperate human beings. Five, our children are drowning in a crisis of alienation and dispossession and complete disconnection from their communities. Six, we've lost far more of our young people to drugs in the last decade than in the war in Vietnam. I didn't catch that one. I wasn't sure what he was talking about in that one.
A lot of deaths.
Seven, we've printed nine centuries worth of money in a little over a decade and spent $8 trillion on regime change wars. Those wars have made America less safe, our country less strong, and the world far less stable while sending prices through the roof. Number eight, our infrastructure falls apart. Tens of millions of young Americans no longer even dream of owning their own home. Before the break, number nine, all the new wealth of the last generation has gone to the billionaires and to transitional corporations, while our tattered middle class, our infrastructure, our industry have been hollowed out from the inside. We're going to take a break. Be back in three. I'll continue on with it.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Kevin Mitchell radio program. We were talking about the article here, RFK Jr. issues unifying response to Biden's divisive State of the Union address. Now, this is very interesting, all the things that he's saying from this individual.
One thing, can I say something on this? It was bad enough that he threatened the Supreme Court of the United States, but that all the Democrats stood up and cheered.
Yes.
Yes.
Camilla right.
back there
right.
smug the whole time.
Many times. You know, just... And you know, Nancy. They stood up and clapped for that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not real sure. I'm not real sure that that's not a criminal offense.
It is.
I want, yeah, maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize this is not fun and games anymore? This is not like, oh, it's silliness. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, it'll never happen. Ladies and gentlemen, everywhere in this country, from farmlands to city, there's things that are whacked out, crazy, perverted, unlawful, unconstitutional. It's all over the place. We are a ship that is sinking. A ship that is sinking. I use this illustration too. The boat slowly sinks. It's not one of those nosedives. It's just a constant lowering of the ship, and all of a sudden, it reaches critical mass.
Mm-hmm. And then it's gone.
It's gone. Right. That's what's going to happen here if we don't stop. November is a critical election.
You know, right now, the Lord has guided me to read in Lamentations. It is not a very fun book, because you can see America all through it.
All right, let's continue on with the list. Number 10, the public debt has gone from about $5 trillion under President George Bush to $34 trillion today. U.S. household debt is a record high of $17.3 trillion. Our true unemployment rate is 23%. They got many ways to finagle it and give you a number that sounds good.
Now, Joe just said we are at 3% in the envy of the world.
It's crazy how nobody, even the people around him, he could say whatever he literally wants
to say.
And nobody takes him seriously. They just let him, they're like, eh, let him play.
We talked about this before, too. They are blackmailed. They've got something. On each one of these people, they've got something, so they shut up. Because no common, decent individual with some common sense would vote the way
right.
they're voting.
Right.
All right, I lost my track here.
Sorry.
Too many Americans living at the bleak and hopeless lives. We rank 40th globally in our people's health and wellness. Out of the richest countries in the world, the United States is 35th in child poverty rates. Mm-hmm. We rank 36th in literacy and 45th in press freedom. We have one of the highest cancer rates in the world, and our life expectancy now ranks 59th, according to the World Bank. We now have the worst health outcomes in the rich world, the highest maternal mortality rates, the highest number of gun deaths per capita, and the highest number of teen pregnancies.
Oh, cool.
And gun yeah. violence has nothing to do with gun control, okay? This has to do with, you're just, that's another conversation.
It's a moral issue.
20. According to the CDC, 60% of Americans have at least one chronic condition. When my uncle was president, you know who that was? Do you know who the uncle of JFK Jr. was?
I think his name was John.
John F. K. Yes, the one that JFK. Got...
It's hard to get the best of a man named John.
When my uncle was president, only 6% of Americans had chronic diseases. And number 21, and all these plights fall heaviest on our young people. 4 in 10 of them suffer from depression. Half of them have considered suicide. 1 in 10 has anxiety. 1 in 10 has ADHD. 1 in 5 is obese.
It's sugar. It's the corn syrup and sugar and everything. Because ADHD is sugar in the brain. Alzheimer's and dementia, sugar in the brain. It's all linked to sugar. That's exactly what it is. Alzheimer's and dementia is too much sugar in the brain. ADHD is child sugar in the brain. So it's like... It's the sugar in everything.
You know, I've told kids this that have ADHD. You know, he just got married. We were at a wedding You know,
we'll keep the name out of it.
Anyway, so I told him as a young kid, I said, you want to get away from that? Get off that stuff? He said, yeah. I said, no sugar, no Cokes, none of that. Mm-hmm. He's like, but I like Dr. Pepper. I don't care. You got to stay away. And he did that, and eventually, now he's got ADHD.
Judge, we have thousands and thousands of listeners, okay?
Yeah.
And there are some out there who probably don't favor the way of Republican or conservatism.
No, that's fine.
And so I'm asking you, those who are not of that caliber, can you justify what the Bidens are? Can you explain why it's good what they're doing? Can you explain to me why Trump is so bad? Can you give me a decent conversation of arguments as to why Trump is bad? Your brains have been polluted by the lamestream media. This guy was nothing but liked and loved by every one of the people who are trying to cut him down now because he would pay the money, he would do it, they go to their functions, they go to the Clintons, all this stuff. Everybody loved him. Oprah Winfrey raised him up. You should be president, blah, blah, blah. But now because they say, hey, wait a minute, this guy got in and he's truly a constitutionalist.
We can't have that. No, we can't have that.
Now, some people argue he's a constitutionalist.
You know,
what I mean is, he's God bless America. He wants us to be the way we were, not the way we're...
You need your money.
Let me give you an analogy of what's wrong here. You know, as Democrat, Republican, there's a lot of good Democrats out there, but they're not in office. If we elect Trump president, it's like the captain on a airplane. You do not care if he sends any mean treats. We just want him to fly from A to B and land the plane safe. And we can I guarantee that if Trump's in there, that's what we'll get. Now, he may say some things that they don't like. He may do something. I don't care. I get the plane from A to B and get it landed safe. That's all I care.
Now, if you want Matt's opinion, he absolutely needs to do that. But he also needs to put under his wings somebody who can take on the next 8 years after that.
Yep.
Trump, I was having this conversation yesterday about Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. They are two different sides of the same coin. In the 80s, Ronald Reagan was refined. Because that's the way the environment was. It was a refined argument. What we have now is treachery, corruptibility, and you need somebody who can put up with it. The Teflon Don, Donald Trump, okay? It just bounces off of him. He needs no special interest money, doesn't need campaign donations. He does it all his own. So you say, what he says is what you're going to get. You get another. If you had Nikki Haley in there, she's bought and paid for before she even got to the podium. How was that, Colonel?
Hey, amen. Amen. Amen.
And why did she stay in there that long? What do you think she stayed in there that long for?
Because she was told to.
She was told to, just in case something happens.
Yeah,
now it's so obvious that you are not wanted. Yeah. We're going to boot you out.
Devastating
life. Now, here's a footnote. On May 28th.
Are you sure?
May 28th is the runoff for some of the... candidates who are running in Milam County. I just want to put this out there. On May 25th, I will be having the constables back in who are running off and the tax assessors who will be running off with each other. So we'll do it again like we did last time. Just make that, put that down in your calendar books.
So if you have any last minute questions to ultimately know who you want to choose, you need to have a question ready. So you can call up here because the phones will be open for that. That's what this time is for, to get to know who you 100% want to vote for. So if you even didn't vote for them, gosh, if you didn't vote for either of them, who's coming up in these elections, now you have a chance to get to know who you actually ultimately want to have in the office.
All right, now I've got about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. I am going to have a conversation with you, and that is this. I want to tell you something. I'm going to give you some information. It costs a lot of money to keep this program on the air all month long, month after month. Sponsors come onto the program. Sponsors come and go. It's business-related. They have certain budgets and all that kind of stuff. It makes it very difficult to maintain a stable platform and not have to worry about, am I going to be off the air because the bill can't be paid? I am asking you, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk to the private donations first. If you like this program and you want to keep it on the air, I need your help. I need you to look at your bank accounts and say, I'm willing to give $100 a month. Or whatever you want. More than that, be great, okay? it's not because you're going to get something out of it other than you love this country and you're hoping that this show will just be a little tiny part of the big picture to do our part. Instead of standing there saying, oh, I don't know what to do. Why is this all happening? You got money sitting in the bank and you don't know what to do with it. You can help this radio program continue its cause of trying to put out the truth to the best of my ability. Conservative Christian values. Business people. I reach a lot of people. A lot. If you have a product or a service that you think can get outside the realm of local customers, you need to sponsor me. We'll get you there on the website, link your website to my website. We'll broadcast you out here. We'll get you in on the radio and talk and interview you, the whole works. Without your help, it's a challenge. And sometimes challenges work, sometimes they don't. I need your help. Am I begging? No, I'm not going to beg. I'm just laying the facts out of how it is. So if you're complaining and griping about how the country is or how the local area is and you do nothing, here's an opportunity for you to not be shown publicly. You could be private and donate some money to help support the cause. Businesses, same thing. If you're not worried about, well, you know, I don't want people to not see me because I showed I'm a conservative or a Republican, and always, screw that, man. We're at the point where we got to get over that. People know who I am. They know what I look like. They can find where I'm at. They've done it plenty of times. I'm out here putting it on the line to do my best to ensure that our Constitution and our way of life stays intact. I got 20 seconds. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Christine, once again, give me a teaser of what's coming up.
Talk about a couple of interesting stories about the IRS in the news, some client stories and tips for the current tax season.
Very good. All right, the number 254-697-6633. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
The Downtown Cafe in Thorndale will be open Thanksgiving Day. Join them from 11 to 4 with a Thanksgiving buffet of turkey and cornbread dressing, carved ham and roast beef, grilled salmon, and of course, cheese enchiladas and chicken fried steak with lots of fresh vegetables. And save room for delicious homemade pies for dessert and a chocolate fountain, too. All-you-can-eat buffet, $14.79, and children, $6.95. Call now to make your reservations for Thanksgiving at the Downtown Cafe, 512-898-4160.
Program. That's your host. Simulcasting right here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. Check us out at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. You can call into the studio here at 254-697-6633. And all programming is put into podcast form. We've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. So if you want to be one of them, great information. Check it out. Go to the YouTube channel. Lots of great videos for guns and other types of information. Sponsors, I had a conversation about that in the last hour. If you want to donate on a monthly basis, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. There's a donation button there. You can set it up on a monthly basis or give me an email and we'll take care of it that way. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook. But right now, I have our very own enrolled agent with the IRS, Christine Stevenson, Dollars and Cents, always doing a fantastic job. Christine, take it away.
Thank you, Matt. If you are listening for the very first time, welcome. This is Dollars and Cents with Christine. I am Christine Stevenson, personal and small business finance coach, as well as an IRS enrolled agent.
That's a liaison between you and the IRS.
That's right. That's right. If you have trouble with the IRS, I can help you get out of it. Any person, any business, any form, any letter, any department with the IRS, I can help you figure out what to do, where to go, how to do it, how much to pay, maybe even how much not to pay the IRS. Maybe get some penalties removed, mm-hmm. have a little bit of interest come off of something. All sorts of things I can do as an enrolled agent working on your behalf. So I want to start off with some quick little things about the current tax season we are in. Do you know that April 15th is only 5 weeks away?
Man, it's just fast, man. Happy, right? Happy times are here again.
Yeah, 5 weeks. So I'm kind of a blink of an eye. Wow, what happened? There you go. Need a little courage there. So if you have not prepared your tax return, or if you have not gotten your tax documents together to prepare your tax return, you might want to start thinking about doing that. The deadline is April 15th for your taxes. Taxes are due April 15th. That's a very common misconception that, oh, I can file an extension, and then I can pay when I file my extension. Well, you can, but the taxes are actually due the 15th. The extension is due October 15th.
That's right.
There's a difference.
You're still supposed to pay if you got to pay.
You got to pay if you got to pay. And I had a great conversation yesterday with a very nice lady, Virginia Kessel. I'm giving her a shout out at Onsite Mobile Tax Prep in Killeen. She had someone come to her, a longtime client who has a potential issue with the IRS, and she called me up, and she and I had a great conversation about the status of her client, where they're at. We got to wait for some things to happen first, and then maybe she'll call me back later, and maybe I can help her out if she needs it. I can do all sorts of things. There's all different levels of service I offer. I have free 30-minute strategy sessions. I have full deep dive paid 1-hour consultations, and then the full Monty, full representation, diving in, talking to the IRS on your behalf as power of attorney, and getting your situation.
Christina, I've known you for a while now, and you have talked about your proven success stories. She's got a great track record, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out if you need some help.
Yes, I have. If you go to taxcure.com, T-A-X-C-U-R-E, taxcure.com, I have a number of people that I've helped. They've put reviews out for me. It's, you know, their language, their words. And they've had a lot of good things to say about my services for them. And I love going to battle with the IRS. And I make taxes fun. I have my clients laughing, even though they owe substantial.
As they're crying.
Crying.
Instead of crying. Well, sometimes they cry too. Mm. But
tears of joy that you have helped them.
Actually, yes. My tagline is sleep better at night.
Well, I remember that one woman, she called in.
She called
in.
She's
on the verge. She's got me misty.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Marilyn, yes. If you're listening, I'm still tracking your issue with the IRS. And I'm just kind of working subtly there in the background. Once a month, I download her transcripts. I call the IRS. Hey, what's the status? What's going on? They say, oh, yeah, it's slowly working through the IRS.
Is it not amazing how slow things work that take only a minute to make a decision and do it?
Yes.
Have you ever seen how that is? Yes. Doctor's offices?
Yes.
Insurance companies and the IRS? They are masters at putting it to the next pile and doing nothing.
Yes, and I've seen that happen at my time there at the IRS. I spent 7 years there, and the people at the IRS are just like you and me. They really are. And so they're only invested in their work to the extent that maybe you are invested in your work. And, oh, it's the shift is ending. Oh, shoot, I'm going to put this at the bottom of the pile, and I'll work on this tomorrow. And that's your thing that you sent to them that you owe, you know, $187,000, like the woman I talked to last
week.
The
ATF must follow their lead, because when you do paperwork for the ATF, it takes forever to get it back.
There you go.
That's probably what happens.
Government stuff. So anyway, tax season is half over. Get your documents in order and get to a prepare. If it turns out you owe, and many people do, the IRS will work with you. You can get a payment plan, also known as an installment agreement. They do lots and lots of installment agreements. The thing to remember, after you set up your installment agreement, you're going to get a 4-page letter from the IRS outlining the details of your installment agreement. Nobody reads that. It's like the terms and conditions on, you know, all the things that we buy and the websites we look at. Nobody reads terms and conditions. However, the IRS is sort of expecting you to do so. And so you must remember, if you get into an installment agreement, you've got to make your payments every month. I would recommend setting up a direct debit so it happens automatically.
Yeah, no failures.
No failures. So you don't have to remember, oh, I got to get a check to the IRS. No, do a direct
question.
Debit.
If you did that, but the bank screwed up, does the IRS care?
Well, if the bank screws up, well, it'd be pretty hard for the bank to screw up, honestly.
I understand that. But you know how it always falls back on the person?
It does fall back on the person.
And you can't depend on the U.S. mail no more.
Yeah, that's true, yes. So if the bank screws up, then you can speak to the IRS. I think the IRS, I'm not 100% certain, their system would know something happened with the bank. I'm not a bank expert, but... direct debit. Don't rely on sending a check to the IRS with a voucher if you set up an installment agreement. So make sure there's money in the bank on the day the draft is going to happen for your payment plan. The other thing you need to realize is all the following years, let's say you have a large debt and it's going to take a few years to pay off, you've got to, A, file your tax returns or file an extension, but you must pay any following year's tax that's due come tax time. So if you have a balance the next year, you have to pay the balance in full, even though you're in an installment agreement, because if you don't, that can kick you out of the installment agreement. You will default. So you've got a year to kind of get it together, figure out how you're going to save enough money to pay next year's taxes while you're in an installment agreement. And that's where coaching comes in. I'm a personal and business finance coach, and these are the things I help people set up and accomplish and do so they don't have problems come tax time the next year, April 15th. So have money in the bank. Understand that you've got to be able to pay the taxes the next year in your installment agreement. And if you have any kind of refund in your installment agreement, the IRS will, in fact, take your refund to pay towards the balance due. And a lot of people actually like that.
Christina, I want to give you a descriptive word for yourself. You're a sponge.
I'm a sponge.
She's a sponge. She absorbs you, the client,
and it's a genuine absorption. You want to know, you want to understand, yes. You want to help. It's not just like, okay, I'm getting paid on this one. Okay, next.
Yeah,
it's not
no,
that.
No.
I've watched you. I've seen how you work. It's very personal.
Yeah, and money, when you're dealing with money issues, it's absolutely, absolutely personal. So get your tax stuff done. There's lots of software companies out there that can help you. TurboTax, FreeTax USA, H&R Block. Tons and tons of software out there, TaxSlayer. I've worked through them all. They're all good. The thing to know is when you get done with your tax return and you press submit and it shoots off to the IRS, you must wait and make sure you check for the acceptance email. If you use tax software, you have to use an email address. And all software has this, and you've got to look for the acceptance or rejection notice that usually comes within 48 to 72 hours.
That'll bite you if you don't, right?
Yes. I've spoken to many people, I filed my tax return. I'm sure you did, but it was rejected. So it's a two-part process, submission and then acceptance at the IRS. And then once it's in, you can use Where's My Refund? That's the IRS site to literally check where's my refund, because I get a lot of calls. Hey, I sent my tax return in and I haven't got my refund yet. Well, go to Where's My Refund, and the software company that you're using, they don't know anything about the status of your refund. Once the IRS has it, it's on the IRS. Or if you file a state tax return, it's the State Department of Revenue that controls that. The software company no longer has any information about that. So you can call the IRS, use Where's My Refund as the best way to find out where your refund is, in fact. And then, if the IRS doesn't give you the full refund you're expecting, which often happens as well, it's usually due to one of two of three reasons. You had a debt with another federal agency, such as the Department of Education, old student loans. That's a big one. Back child support, people that don't pay their child support. One. Your refund will be intercepted. Lots and lots of reasons that your tax refund may not come to you in part or even in full. So contact me at 737-234-0196.
Hey, Shelby, before we go, tell everybody what you got in the camera there.
That's my QR code. You can scan that.
You can see that in the Facebook. I've also got it on the radio show page at
AaronsGunShop.com. 30-minute strategy session.
So check it out. We're going to take a break. Be back in three with Christine Stevens.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing.
Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Welcome to all the new listeners who are listening in. Give us a call here at 254-697-6633. My special guest host today is Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She comes in every second Saturday of the month, sometimes more.
Sometimes more.
What you got going on. So right now she's in full throttle when she's telling you, so I'm going to shut up. Go ahead, Christine.
Thank you, Matt. Again, if you are just listening for the very first time, this is Dollars and Cents with Christine. I am Christine Stevenson. You can call me or text me at 737-234-0196. That's 737-234-0196. My website is finally back up and running. You can look up Proverbs1616.com. Lots of good information on my website that can help you out with your money if you're in a money mess.
It's funny. I just got a family trust work, and I called it
okay.
In God We Trust.
Oh, in God We Trust. There
so
we go.
I'm doing 16,
Proverbs 16:16. That's right. Wisdom is better than gold. Insight is better than silver.
Wow.
So there we go. I was finishing up the last segment mentioning what happens if you don't get your refund from the IRS. What's going on? Some potential things that could be happening are back child support that you didn't pay, and the state and the IRS systems have finally communicated and the state intercepts your refund. Also, if you owe another government agency some money, most commonly this is from student loans that you magically forgot that you had to pay, and Department of Education has finally caught up with the IRS and their systems talk and they take that money. So the best thing you need to do if that happens, you don't get the full refund, is you need to call the Bureau of Fiscal Service, the Treasury Offset Program, TOP, TOP. Get out a pencil, write down on a piece of paper, 800-304-3107.
If I was on the other side of this microphone listening to you trying to write this down, I'd start crying and say, what's her phone number? Let me just call her.
737-234-0196. I have an interesting little story about how the Treasury Offset Program works. I had a client years ago, was working for a big box company, sitting across the desk from me, and they got a letter that said, hey, you know, your refund is only X amount of dollars because there was a past debt due. And so this couple is sitting in front of me, across from me on the desk, and they got a little baby in the stroller. And I said, well, you know, tell me more. Let me see the letter. And I'm reading it. And I said, so this is from the Bureau of Fiscal Service, Treasury Offset Program. They've intercepted your refund. Did one of you have some back debt that you owed for something? And they were kind of recently married. I'd gotten their story a little bit. I said, I don't mean to pry and be nosy, but this is your money we're talking about. So you kind of got to pry and be a little bit nosy. I said, did you have back child support? No. I said, did one of you maybe have a student loan at some point in time? And the guy was like, light bulb moment. Oh, yeah, I had some student loan debt from a long time ago. And his new wife says, you did?
Uh-oh.
An awkward moment.
Ex-wife.
So I said, well, You probably need to call. I think the Department of Education has intercepted some of your refund to pay for your student loan debt. And so they're having a little marital moment in front of me at the desk. And I said, so here's what we can do for you, Mrs. Smith, you know, whatever her name was. We can amend your tax return. You will continue to file as a married couple and have the benefit of filing jointly. We'll amend your return, and we will make you an injured spouse. So you amend the tax return, and what the injured spouse does...
And the injured spouse is the husband who gets hit because their wife...
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, that's exactly right, yes. That's a different injured spouse. That's the one that Andy sees in his courtroom.
That's right.
the injured spouse protects the injured party, which is in this case the wife. They both had income, and their facts and circumstances on their tax return, part of the refund was from her stuff, part of the refund was from his stuff. So we separate out the refund, and the refund attributable to her income and her situation, she gets that. I mean, they both get it because they're married, but she gets that, and only his portion of the refund
can be taken.
So that's an injured spouse allocation is what that's called.
Okay, I'm looking at you kind of funny.
Yeah.
What does it matter if it's the same purse?
Because let's say you had a $5,000 refund, mm-hmm. and the IRS, you know, it gets intercepted by another agency. You get nothing. It's gone. But injured spouse, let's say it's 50-50, you're still going to get $2,500 of the refund.
Got it.
And the other $2,500 goes. So anyway, that's the injured spouse. There's something else called innocent spouse, but that's much different, way more complicated, much more difficult to prove, and that's a whole different setup. But anyway, these are some of the things that I can help you with. I don't do tax preparation. You need to talk to Virginia if you need tax prep. I just do just tax resolution, representation. I help people figure out their IRS problems. So speaking of the IRS, tangentially connected is FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. A couple years ago, when the Corporate Transparency Act was passed, the CTA, it empowered FinCEN to formulate this new product or form, I guess you could call it, the Beneficial Ownership Information Report, BOI, which was for almost all businesses in the United States, LLCs, S-Corps, partnerships, on and on and on, have to file this new report beginning in January of 2024 of this year, declaring who was the beneficial owner, kind of basically the person in charge of business and what's going on. Well, there was a lawsuit that was just filed, and FinCEN is now, the Department of the Treasury, is now enjoined, fancy we need a lawyer, fancy word, from moving forward on requiring the person that filed the lawsuit from filing this beneficial ownership information report. In other words, they're challenging the constitutionality of, hey, this is an overreach by the Department of the Treasury. You're going way outside the powers of the Constitution to require business owners to file this report. It's another thing. It's an information grab. I went ahead and filed mine online. I wanted to see what it was about. Super fast. I know they already have all the information that I have submitted.
Do I have to do that as a 501c3?
No, I don't believe so. 501c3s, I believe, are exempt, as are a lot of banks and other financial institutions, because they're already dealing with the Secure Act and all sorts of other things that they have to report to the Department of the Treasury. So I don't remember exactly everybody, so do double check. But anyway, long story short, if you have a filing requirement, you should still consider filing the Beneficial Ownership Information Report. Go ahead and consider doing that. Right now, the lawsuit is only with this gentleman, Isaac Winkles, and the National Small Business United Group. They're the ones that filed the lawsuit against Janet Yellen, the Department of the Treasury. And so they're in this thing. But don't not file it because you're waiting to see what the outcome of this lawsuit, because that could take a long time. And you don't want to be out of filing compliance. So just an interesting bit of news that someone filed a lawsuit. Because imagine this, the United States government was going outside its power of the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's never happened before,
never
right?
Never been
right.
done.
Right. So, a couple other little things I want to talk about my clients. I love talking about my clients. These are coaching clients. I had a young couple. They just had their very first baby the other day. Yay, very exciting, which was really cool. But the even more cool thing is they paid off
$50,000 of debt in 9 months. Actually, less than 9 months. I think it was more like 8 months. So during the time that she got pregnant, they drilled down. They made very important, critical, intentional decisions with their money to pay off $50,000 of debt while, you know, a baby is going to be born to them. And the baby was born. And what a great way for this young family to start off their new life, the next chapter of their life, without any debt. That's a tremendous, tremendous thing. And I'm super, super proud of them. A lot of times when I talk to people about their money, there is shame involved or fear. Money is very personal. And they've made many mistakes in the past with their money, and they want to make a change. They want to get out of their money mess because they know they want something different for themselves, a better future for themselves, their kids, their grandkids, and so on and so forth. And so we dive in, and as I'm getting to know people, and this is what you were referencing earlier about how I get to know people, mm-hmm. It does often start off with a tax issue, and then we begin peeling back the layers of the onion, right. Really, really diving in. And what's happened in the past, it's in the past. You can't change it. It is what it is. But you can take steps to improve going forward and define to yourselves and to your family, if you're a married couple, to each other, what's important to us. What do we value? Andy, you and Rita Kay made some very critical decisions a couple decades ago, yep. On what you want to do with Morningstar Ranch Ministries. And I'm sure there was some thought process and a lot of prayer involved in that. And these are the things that we talk about in coaching. What's important to you? What is your behavior with your money? What has that told you? For instance, there's a young lady, she's been my coaching client since October. She lives in LA. I just helped her prepare her tax return. We walked through it. It's very simple. She was so excited to prepare her own return for the very first time. She's 28. She made about $100,000 last year. And we began working in October. And I said, you know, so-and-so, her name, what did you do with that $100,000? This is the money you made. Do you know where it went? And this blank face, like, oh, where'd my $100,000 go? She has no living expenses. She lives at home for free.
Yikes.
What are you doing with your money? What are you doing with it? Call me, 737-234-0196. I would love to talk to you about your money and help you out.
All right. We're going to be taking a three-minute break when we come back. Christine, if you had anything to finish up, feel free to do so when we come back. We've got a lot of articles to go over. 11 o'clock, I got Andy Stein from Steinway Dog Training. She's calling in from New York. Awesome. Awesome lady. If you've got a dog that needs training, this is the lady to talk to. We're going to take a break. Be back in three.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores, or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait, we have limited space. See you soon.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer.
grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call if you got a comment, question, 254-697-6633. And you can check us out live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Christine Stevenson, Enrolled Agent with the IRS. She does her segment here every second Saturday of the month from about 10 to 10:30. Sometimes we run a little long. And if you got any commentary or questions for her, feel free. She's going to be in the studio to the end of the program. I want to hit something here. Look, I've been studying Sun Tzu, The Art of War, reading George Orwell's 1984.
Oh, God, what a nightmare.
Okay, all these different books. And these are people, the people who write these, like George Orwell, if you look at his history, he knows what's going on. He was involved with some of the stuff that he was doing there.
Kind of like Trump. I know how it works because I was involved in it.
Yeah, exactly. So here we got a book. Peter Schweizer writes a book. Blood Money. Top number one selling book. And let me just read some of this article. The headline reads, Peter Schweizer, Chinese strategy is defeat U.S. without firing a shot. That's total Sun Tzu. The Chinese are engaging what has been described as disintegration warfare, essentially engaging in war with the United States, but through means such as social chaos and division. This is from Peter Schweizer's book. This strategy is why we have a kinetic war. This doesn't make sense. Why have a kinetic war where we will kill Americans? They'll kill us. We get damaged. Why not simply try to defeat them in war without actually appearing that we are at war? And what that means is they're going to, and they are, developing and using strategies that are designed to divide Americans, to encourage social chaos, to turn America against America, the author says. And basically, half of these social media accounts say America is racist society, and the other half says, I only like white people, and it's designed to magnify. The strategy, as they say it is, let's defeat the United States without actually having to fire a shot. What do you all think about this?
That's been going on. The Russia said the very same thing back in the 50s and 60s. It's been going on forever, and it's like they're attacking us with swizzle sticks. You know what a swizzle stick is?
Yes.
You know, the fancy little sword thing you put in the drinks. And I wouldn't know, I don't drink. So, but they stab, enough stabs, and you're dead.
What is it, death from a thousand cuts?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right.
Tick-tock.
That's it. Tick-tock. And they're doing it openly. They're not hiding it anymore. And yet, we can't seem to pass laws to seem to stop it. So, it's coming.
Okay, so we're talking about the Chinese. They want the death of America without firing a shot. Mm-hmm. The Art of War, Sun Tzu. Mm-hmm. Let me read some quotes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read them slow. And as I'm reading it, I want you to go, oh, well, yeah, that is happening. Yeah, I see that. So here we go. Quotes from The Art of War, Sun Tzu. Appear weak when you are strong, and strong when you are weak. That's just like anything on the street, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a 4'11" guy, you want to... I had a drill sergeant. He was like 2 feet shorter than me. I was scared to death of that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks at me, what the hell's the matter with you? He picks up bunk beds and throws them out the window. How about this one? The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. That's what Schweizer's book was talking about. Here's another one. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. Another one. Let your plans be dark and impenetrable as night. And when you move, fall like a thunderbolt. So here they are. They're doing all these covert methods of trying to take us down without firing a shot. What could be some of them? They're buying land. They're sending a military age man up for the southern border.
Sending balloons.
That's right. Electronics. They got a kill switch on in the back end of it. I don't know.
Social media. TikTok.
That's right. And just about anything you put your hands on, they're involved in making. So
yes.
You know,
a lot
so
of made
they
in
can
China.
Shut the manufacturing off, and all of a sudden we're finding out that there's bad stuff in our dog food that we let them make instead of making it over here. There's bad stuff in everything they send, and it's not. Like, it's going to kill you instantly, but it'll kill
slowly
you
slowly over time.
Years. Yeah.
Trivia question. Who's Rahm Emanuel?
Former mayor.
Mr. Emanuel's son.
Former mayor of Chicago.
Yeah.
And worked in the...
Obama's sidekick.
That's right. Yes.
And what did he say? We take advantage of crisis? Something like that?
Yeah, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
Gee, listen to this from Sun Tzu, The Art of War. In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. Supreme excellence consists of breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this one here, this is a great one. They're all great, but all warfare is based on deception. Hence, when we are able to attack, we must seem unable
to attack.
When using our forces, we must appear inactive. When we are near, we must make the enemy believe we are far away. When far away, we must make him believe we are near.
Remember the one of the great battles America was ever in the Battle of the Bulge? Mm-hmm. And our generals, most of them, thought the enemy's retreating, we're killing them, we're knocking them out, let's stop here and rest for a day or two, or a week or two. And that was the impetus that gave Hitler a chance to hide his forces in the Ardennes forest, and here we go. Patton saw it coming and got prepared for it. But that's the art of war. You know, let them think that we're nowhere around here, and let's be right up underneath their nose.
That's right. Victorious warriors win first. And then go to war. Pay attention to this. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. Explain that one. That is so powerful.
Well, you know, it's just like anything else. I was an athlete in high school and stuff, and if you want to be great at something, you have to work and work and put the work in and put the work in, put the work in, and then you go to the game. Great players think that they don't have to put the work in. They just go to the game and win. And that's not, I don't care how good you are, eventually that will crumble.
I think also, to add on to that, you must see in advance your victory. You must see in advance what it takes to win.
Mm-hmm. Start with the end in mind.
And then reverse engineer it. That's where I'm going to be, and this is what it takes to get there. The greatest victory is that which requires no battle. Yeah. How an embarrassing defeat would that be?
Right? Yeah, wake up one day and we're all speaking Chinese. Mandarin.
All right, let's see the last one here. If your enemy is secure at all points, be prepared for him. If he is in superior strength, evade him. If your opponent is temperamental, seek to irritate him. Pretend to be weak. Now, see this right here? That's one of Trump's flaws. It ends up being okay because he gets around it, because he sticks with his flaws so hard that people start to believe it. But he can get, he can set off real easy.
Yeah. He doesn't take criticism. Real personal.
Right. Everything's personal.
Everything's personal.
Pretend to be weak that he may grow arrogant. If he is taking his ease, give him no rest. If he if his forces are united, separate them. If sovereign and subject are in accord, put division between them. Attack him where he is unprepared. Appear where you are not expected. To know your enemy, you must become your enemy. That is one of my doctrine. My personal doctrines is, if I have a challenge, I'm going to understand and learn that challenge because I'll know better how to defeat that challenge.
Stonewall Jackson was excellent at that. During, I don't care, the people going to say, oh, you was for the... No, Stonewall Jackson was an excellent general in that, especially during the Ohio River campaign, he would, his forces would appear here and attack. Next day they were gone, they were over here and attack. They were moving constantly, and they never knew where they were, so the North could never hem him up.
What's that old saying about keep your friends close and your enemies closer?
That's right. You know, let's reflect on this. Let's look at the United States of America, how powerful and strong, how much more morally just it was back in the day. But from studying and learning and seeing, here's the truth of the matter, ladies and gentlemen. The majority of this country are God-fearing, flag-saluting, dedicated patriots who love their country. The only problem is they're too busy making a living for their families. They don't get involved like they should. And they say, well, I'm going to be a good citizen and listen to the news so I'm caught up. But they don't understand that the news is bought and paid for. The news, they all work on the same points at the same time for the same reason.
The enemy did a great job of getting control of the information. If you're in control of the information, you're in control of what's being told. If you're being told what's being told, you can tell a lie and tell it as a truth, and people will believe it. It's been going on now for centuries. What would MSNBC and CNN, what would they report on if it wasn't for Trump?
And why are they so so low in the ratings? The thing is, they have all the media networks, so the majority of the people get to hear what they want to spew out. They get polluted. It's a perfect example is Donald Trump. I've known this guy since the 80s. I've watched interviews, the Oprahs, the Rona Barretts, the Phil Donahues, the whole. I've seen him in the news. He's done great things. Everybody loves him. But because he wants to say, and he said this back in the day, and you can pull up the interviews, this country is being taken advantage of. Politicians are crazy. I would run for president, but you wouldn't like what I said. We're going to take a break. Be back in three.
Bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Adventure Radio program, finishing up the second hour with this final segment. Got a whole other hour to go. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock, or about 11:03 or so, I'm going to have Andy Stein from Steinway Dog Training up in New York. Great lady, great business. You want your dog trained without having to board it for 2-3 weeks and have somebody else train it? She'll teach you how to train yourself, how to train this dog. We'll have a nice conversation with her in about 10 or 12 minutes. All right. The number, 254-697-6633. Give me a call. Check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. I got a bunch of articles here that we're going to hit upon a little bit on each one. We talked about it a little bit when I was setting up the table at the first hour, but let's get into it. Alert, Colonel McGregor warns Dems plan to turn guns on U.S. citizens once military recruits illegals. Let's talk about this for a second.
Let me say something right now. The left will say, oh, that's not possible. 20 years ago, we would have said, there's no way that it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Now,
I worry about a small percentage of our troops following the order to shoot on civilians. Now, I think the Marines, and I'm not knocking the Marines, I honor them very much because they are meant to do a duty and give an order, you do it, but you got to make sure it's still a legal order. So if I got to worry about that, now I get illegals that come in and want to just become a soldier. Now, I'm sure there's some because I've worked with some foreign personnel that are they're dedicated to the cause. But you're going to have a lot of people in there that don't have a core value of being an American, what it means for having your rights, and they're going to have firearms and do the orders of their leaders?
Yeah, I mean, or somebody else is pulling the trigger for them. What happened to that, was it Lake?
Kerry Lake?
Yeah, Kerry Lake.
From Arizona?
Lake and Riley.
Not to be confused with Lincoln.
Lake and Riley. What happened to her and how it happened and how we got to there, and then we're going to put those people in the military? Oh, give me a break. Shooting fish in a barrel.
Listening audience, give me a call. 254-697-6633. Tell me what you think about that. Are you concerned about it? If you're not, I want to question your judgment. So give me a call. Tell me, argue it with me, and tell me why it's okay to expedite citizenship to an illegal alien who wants to become part of the armed services, and who knows what's going to happen. Give me a call. Tell me the thought process behind that one.
And it's just...
Should we do this one again?
What's this?
Oh.
What is it? It's about the pedophiles.
The pedophile
one? Pedophiles.
No.
Well, let me read a little bit of the article here. Democrat lawmaker proposes child sex dolls for pedophiles. Here we go. State Senator Karen Berg, in her argument before the legislature, refused to use the term pedophile. Mm-hmm. Instead, opting to use the term minor attracted persons.
A map.
They're what they call MAPs, minor attracted persons. And the limited amount of research that's done on these dolls suggests that they actually, for people who are attracted to minors, that these dolls actually decrease their
proclivities.
Thank you. To go out and attack children. 25 cent guy. It actually gives them a release that makes them less likely to go
Where
outside.
Where is she getting this?
Where exactly?
She Googled it.
And she's from like some southern state, like Illinois or Kentucky or something, like a conservative type state.
Kentucky.
Okay. Right. People of Kentucky, if you're listening, why are you putting this woman in office?
Why is AOC still in office? Why was Pelosi still?
The information. Why is she so invested in getting this situated? She either is herself or knows someone close to her that is a pedophile.
I'm going
to
share a little something. I have a brother that went to prison for pedophilia. He and I'm not going into what he did.
Right.
But and I still care about my brother, but I have nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
That it is a disease. It's not a disease. Whatever it is, it's a spiritual destruction that has gotten into our society, and now we're going to okay it? Oh, you think God won't be mad about that? Man, it's just Lamentations. Read it.
I got a question here. Do you think this is what they are doing at the hotels that they are housing them in, but they are training them for this very such thing?
Oh, the illegals that are coming in and they're putting them up in the empty hotels.
And schools
in New York, in Brooklyn, New York. I think it is.
To answer the question, there's a lot of nefarious things going on. You could probably put your fingerprints, get the fingerprints of a whole bunch of different things, but I haven't gone in depth on them. It's a generality as to what's going on. I can only do so much, but it's a great question. Let me read this paragraph from Democrat State Senator who says sex dolls are good for pedophiles. She goes, it actually gives them a release that makes them less likely to go. You keep looking.
That is such baloney.
Would you let me get past the sentence? You keep looking at me like, when I say the word release, you're like,
release.
It actually gives them a release that makes them less likely to go outside of their home. And what was interesting in the research did not support the same conclusions for people who were adult attracted using dolls. Mm-hmm. Adult attracted? This is the author speaking. Must be a new term Democrats plan to use more in the future. Okay.
It's no different. Now, let me say this, Matt. It's no different in some respects with what they say about the old pornography. It doesn't really hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Baloney.
Bull.
Brain damage like crazy.
It is huge.
They actually
huge.
Have studies for this.
That's right.
Sex dolls.
Yeah, huge. And they're going to pass this off now. So
well, what about psychopaths who have the urge to kill? Do we have a doll that they can keep killing over and over to release the urge?
That's an excellent point.
It's psychological. Doesn't make
good
analogy.
Analogy, thank you. All right, let's go to something else more happy.
Please. Don't say the word release again.
Okay, so here we have Democrat senators who think this way. Oh, that's that's Andy. Can you pick her up and put her on hold?
Yeah, hold on.
So here we have a Democrat senator. We have a Democrat senator saying it's okay to use dolls for pedophiles. Now we have 8 suspects record the abduction, torture, and rape of the Alabama mother before killing her. We've got 8 people who are going to video the rape, the kidnapping, molestation of this woman. That's how our society is getting.
Are they illegals?
No, they're all just regular people.
Just people from America. Yeah.
People that didn't have a doll.
If they only had a pregnant doll that they could have did this to.
Yeah, this is
pretty sick.
All right, moving on.
Please.
Okay, so we have the pedophile thing. We've got
the killing of the
mother. Morality of people just killing other people. Now we have the idiocy of other people. There's so many different categories. Large number of fans who suffered frostbite at Chiefs Dolphin games need amputations. Roughly 70% of the fans referred to a Kansas City burn center for treatment of frostbite following the Dolphins Chief playoff game in January now require amputations.
Can we see what these people look like? I bet you I know.
Most of them are dudes.
Oh, yeah. Buzz cut, chunky, loves nachos.
That grim news comes from the director of Grossman Burn Center at Research. Say hello to her and tell her what's going on.
Hey, Wednesday.
We're doing a bit right now. We're going to go to break, and then we'll bring you in. Okay.
Okay. People think of burns, that they think of fire. They think of hot thermal injuries, but burns can happen from many different causes.
Well, that's what they talk about, you know.
Deep freeze burn.
Ice. The
game that day on the 13th was the fourth coldest game in NFL history. Temperatures registered at -4 degrees. However, the wind chill was -27 degrees. And I'm watching video.
I don't know why they're fingers and toes.
But they had no shoes on?
No, they have shoes on, but there's no insulation in a shoe.
I don't remember during the Ice Bowl, they come out after the Ice Bowl when I was a child, that they had to amputate them people from Green Bay.
No, wait, you got to understand something. You watch the videos, they're not wearing any shirts. Okay? So, yeah, a lot of people may get frostbitten fingers and toes, but these idiots.
At what point are you like, shit?
Go to win, man!
Go!
You don't feel anymore. Who knows?
Yeah. With all the
alcohol.
All did they consume to do that?
Yes.
Is there such thing as too much? But, God, I just.
John Stewart. John Stewart. I think I liked him at one point.
I did too, but
well, when he was a comedian, he was funny.
He was okay.
But he was that funny then. But now that he's a pundit, he ain't funny at all.
He's on Comedy Central's The Daily Show. He treated violent crimes committed by illegal aliens as a laughing matter, dismissing it as a narrative concocted by Republicans during an election year. So what does that have to do with Lake and Riley? There's no connection there?
They're
all avoiding saying her name, bringing it up. They're avoiding it altogether.
You didn't see any of them doing it. MSNBC said that's getting too much credit, that we need to concentrate on what's wrong with the stupid Americans and the polls. How could you vote for somebody like... They're too concentrated on how many people voted for Trump and in the elections we just had. They don't want to bring that up. They think it has too much negativity.
No.
That's what they said on their show.
I'm at a loss for words. Okay.
You can't, you know, it's okay to be negative about Trump or any Republican or that young man that shot the people in Wisconsin that got off and it's okay for that, but...
You know, there's a trend here. Democrat governor... What was the other one? Democrat senator.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Hobbs vetoes bill authorizing Arizona police to arrest illegal aliens.
How is it not legal for them to arrest illegal? How is that illegal alien? What is that?
Hobbs made her first veto of the year when she refused to sign the Arizona Border Invasion Act into law, which authorizes law enforcement officers across the state to arrest illegal aliens who have crossed the United States-Mexico border. That's the problem. If you're an American citizen and you put up with this stuff, you're part of the problem. You are becoming treasonous by default. Mm-hmm. The ones who are allowing it to happen are treasonous. If you are complicit, you have become treasonous. Don't do it. You have time to turn around. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Andy Stein from Steinway Dog Training, calling from New York. Great lady. Great training. We'll be back. Okay.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
the perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on 105.1 FM The Ranch. High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Hour number three, simulcasting right here, right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. You can go to Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Check us out. You can check out the Face Made for Radio. Give a call into the studio at 254-697-6633. All information is put into podcast form, and you can check it out at Spotify, Apple, Podbean, and we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. Go check it out. Lots of great information. Thank you to the sponsors who support the program. Thank you to all those people who privately donate. Couldn't do it without you. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and like us on Facebook. I have on the line with me Andy Stein from Steinway Dog Training.
Like her already because she's got the right name.
She's a great guy. I've been talking about these people for 30 years, and I've got her on the phone, so let me say hi to her real quick here and get her started. Andy, you there? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, thank you.
Hey, how's it going? It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I can't wait to share with everybody who you are and what you do.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Now, I'm going to read a little blurb off your website for a proper introduction. Andy, it's spelled A-N-D-E-E, is a second-generation dog trainer. Growing up watching, listening, and helping with her mother's dog training, who helped me with the first dog, training business from a very young age, contributing to her love for dogs and unique ability to understand them and their behaviors. Andy strongly believes that a successfully trained dog stems from both a trained dog and informed owner. It's a partnership. Andy uses her background and experience to bridge the gap between animal and human being behavior to teach and create this lifelong partnership between owners and their dogs. Andy, did I get it right?
Well, yes, that's a great summary. You said it all right there.
Okay, but we're going to get into depth there. Let's tell the story, Andy. 30 years ago, I'm up in New York. I got a English setter called, Brandy Alexandra is what I called her. I had a bunch of people at work say, hey, look, I'll pay $5 to the name I like the best. It ended up being Brandy. And it's an English setter, beautiful dog. But I was having a little trouble with it because it's the first time me being a dog owner. And I saw your mom's advertisement. And I said, okay, I'm going to try it out. 3 hours, boom. It ain't going to work. There's no way. 3 hours, that's ridiculous. I go there, and something happened. 3 hours later, I had a trained dog. It was incredible. And I've been talking about your mom and Steinway dog training for years. And then I got another dog, Sasha. And I sent you pictures. You know who Sasha is.
Of course.
And I called up, and we made an arrangement, and once again, Steinway Dog Training has succeeded. Take it away, Andy. Talk to us. What do you got going on?
Well, I love your story. I love your success story. It's always so exciting for me as a second-generation dog trainer to do kind of second-generation training, meaning someone who has come to my mom. And either they get another dog, or their children get another dog, or their friend gets another dog, and I'm able to kind of follow suit with our program from, you know, that was created over 50 years ago by my mother. And it's pretty amazing. And it's quite a thing that it's all of the information that I heard growing up on the sales calls and the phone calls and watching my mother do it has come full circle. And it's a great thing to be able to do and have wonderful success stories. And we just want to help people have the dog that they want. People don't get dogs to add a layer of stress into their lives. That's not what they're looking for. And it's just wonderful to be able to help so many people.
Annie, I got an initial question here. You know, when I went there 30 years ago, you don't think about the training of the trainer, pretty much. You just think about the training that is being offered. How did your mom get to that point in the first place? Was it just years of having a dog and figuring it out, or what?
Well, her story is she, from a very early age in her neighborhood, connected with a dog and really just started there and was able to see some real difference right away. She was able to realize that she could connect with the dog and really make changes. She started doing volunteer work. She started taking on different types of dogs, and it really evolved from there. But it's the type of thing where I used to hear growing up about the communication with the dog and how it really makes a big difference, because every dog is different, right? And I never knew that I had that in me until I started doing this. And I realized that you need that in with the dog and the animal behavior, because it really is about bridging the gap between human behavior and dog behavior. As you know, so much of what we do is human behavior.
That's right.
But you need to know both. You need to know animal behavior, and you need to know human to make it work.
That was one of the shock treatments your mom did for me when I was first doing it, because I'm like, the dog's not listening. No, Matt. I remember her one time said to me, Matt, why did you just do that? Why did you do that?
Right.
And I'm like,
or is that working for you? How's that working out for you?
Exactly.
Is that going well? Right. And you heard me say when I spoke with you probably, and I say it multiple times a day, so much of what we do is human training. And it's really one of the keys to the success, because you can send your dog away for training, or you can, read books or watch videos. But if you don't tap into the relationship between the two, between the human and the dog, having a dog who's, quote, trained and a human who is not, it's just impossible to have the follow through. It's impossible to have the longevity of comprehension for both parties involved. And that's really why we're successful, because you have to tap into both. And we're very honest about it with the human. If the human, if the human's all in and the human's ready to learn and be a part of the process, that really enables the success.
Let me put some more stuff out there. Before I called you, I wasn't even thinking about it. I'm thinking she's up there, I'm down here, she's in New York, I'm down here in Texas. So I'm thinking, okay, they're local people, and I'm looking at the programs. And I'm sure they're very honorable, but a lot of them is, you can come to me once or twice a week for the next 6 to 8 weeks. You can give me the dog for 2 weeks. I'm thinking, I don't want to do that. I want to be part of the training. Okay.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, and I know how it happened 30 years ago. I'm looking for that. No, that doesn't work. I know when somebody goes through it and experiences it and sees that it's real, and then you compare it with all the other ones out there, you go, no, why are you taking 2 weeks when I can get it done in 3 hours? Okay. And so then I called you up. I said, you know, what does it take to fly you down here? And it just didn't work out. It didn't work out time wise. It was a little bit more than I could afford to spend to get you down here. But I was willing.
Well, you didn't need me. I told you. I said you don't need me. You don't need me actually there.
I know. But let me tell the story. I wanted you down there because I just like that personal close relationship of trainer, student, the whole works. Because I'm an instructor myself. I like to get with the person, see the reactions, look at them, and all that kind of stuff. So it didn't work out, and you go, well, let's do it FaceTime. I go, huh? Why don't you explain how you can do that? So you can help anybody across the planet.
I can, and really because a little bit of what we just touched upon as far as the human training, but also the way that we train is that we train a concept. We teach the human how to understand why a dog is doing what they're doing, how they think, and what to do about it. We teach how to be fair, how to be consistent, how to have follow-through, and I can do so much of that by teaching the human and then having them implement it with the dog on their end. And even more, what's so different from 30, 20, even 15 years ago, and as you know with our experience, I can say now, send me a video, let me see what's going on. Let's hop on together so that I can show you. And the video capability now really allows me not only to have face-to-face with the human, not only to see the mannerisms or the demeanor of the dog, but to also troubleshoot, to also say, okay, let me see what's not working. Is it leash management? Is it the general approach? Are you doing too much? I'm really able to tap into the reality of what's going on anywhere because of the video capabilities, and that's been amazing for us.
You know, you said lease management. Your mom got me on that too, and then when you were training me and we were doing it FaceTime, you were noticing the leash, and I've come to realize there's so much to be learned and felt, and the communication that's going between the collar, the leash, and my hand is incredible if you know what you're looking for and feeling for, and you were instructing that. It was very good.
Well, exactly, because leash management comes up all the time because the training taps into the instinct of the animal. Again, going back to how humans learn and dogs learn, the training taps into the science of the dog. And how does the dog learn in the wild? They learn by the sensation of the mom grabbing them by the scruff of their neck. They learn by the rough and tumbling play with their litter mates, who's in charge, who's not, who's on top. And the leash, when used correctly, but the leash allows the communication between the human and the dog to happen. It is what allows us to take these dogs who are originally from wolves, in the wild, have these natural instincts that we are now domesticating into our homes. It allows a real sense of communication, fair sense of communication, because they can actually learn.
Andy, hold on 1 second. Hold your thought. You're midway through your thought. When we come back from the break, I'll put you on hold for about 3 minutes. When we come back, recap what you said, 30 seconds, rewind, and then we'll go over it again, okay?
You got it. All right. You got it.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And don't forget, podcast forum, Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Go to Aaron's Gunshop Radio show page. And all the information's there with the sponsors, the donation button if you want to donate to the program on a monthly basis. But right now, Andy Stein from Steinway Dog Training. Andy, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Very good. Let's reverse 30 seconds and go over the leash part of it again, and then we got other questions we can go over.
Sure. So we were just talking about the leash and how important that is in the training. A couple things. Again, the training that we do taps into the instinct of the animal. And when a leash is used correctly, it allows the communication between the human and dog to be fair and consistent. It allows us to really train the dog with a sense of longevity. And as I said, from afar, I'm able to see all of that through video.
Now, you have, I want you to say, if the three-hour guarantee goes for the video aspect of training, or is it just on-location training?
No, our guarantee is there across the board, because we believe and we know that our training program works. And we want people to take the fear out of, is it going to work? What do I do? A lot of people who come to me have already spent time and money and resources on trying to train their dog. Many people are already frustrated with what's happening at home. And I want people to feel like there's nothing to lose. When you come in person, you know that you're not going to leave or pay unless you are happy. The same guarantee is for the program when I do it online. I know that I can, when I take on a client, I can guarantee that if they follow through on their end, they can be successful. I tell every person that I speak with, if you take my tools and do nothing with them, you will have a dog who's trained with me but doesn't care about doing it for you because you haven't made them think that you are in charge or put the work in.
I can apply your strategy to how I tell people I can train them to shoot a bullseye in 15 minutes or less if you do what I tell you to do. It's the same thing with your training. Now, the reason I find this fascinating, I think that's probably one of the reasons why I went to your mom was because of that guarantee. I said, I don't believe it, but I got nothing to lose.
Right.
And I was and I was shocked. But before I called you, like I mentioned earlier on, I called a few different places, and there was these different strategies and different times and different methods and manners. And I go, how can these people, who I'm not knocking them, I'm just saying, it's how can, based on what you've done and based on what they say they're going to do, I'm like, hey, man, we got you train the dog. The dog's going to be obedient to you. Where do I fit in? So the way you do it is you incorporate, you're training me for 3 hours to understand what to do and how to do it. And my gosh, it just works incredibly, incredibly well.
Exactly. Look, there's many ways to do different skill sets, right? There's many ways to train a dog. But ultimately what we focus on is what do you want that end result to be? You want to be able to not just train your dog, but you want to be able to train your dog where you feel empowered in the process. You know you're being fair. You see the results. And you're not training forever. Again, nobody wants to get a dog that they feel like they have to constantly train. They want to know how to do it, and they want to see the results. And that's really what our business set is.
Now, I'm thinking like this. I'm saying to myself, here it's a three-hour course. It's guaranteed. It works. How can people get a hold of you? Here's the other thing, too. You're a second-generation dog trainer. You've been there for 30-plus years. You've got success, guaranteed money back, the whole works. You've got me as a perfect illustration, a two-time veteran of you or your system there, and it works. How can people get a hold of you to set something up?
The easiest way, we have a lot of information on the website. I purposely keep a lot of information on the website so people can learn more about us. You can get to me on the website through a customized training program form. My email is on there. You're welcome to reach out, email, cell phone, anything that works for you. I typically respond to all online inquiries are going to be a phone call. So that's always how I reach back out. I don't tend to communicate by text or email to explain the program. I always want to speak to people. But you can reach me any way that I'm on Facebook. So the website will give you all of the avenues with which you can find me.
And give the proper clarification of the website address.
Yeah, so we always say it's stein-way.com. And we always say if you forget the dash, you'll get the pianos. So just put the dash in, and it's stein-way.com.
Very good. Now, Andy, is there any type of dog you would not train?
So I do not focus on aggressive behavior such as guarding. I do not take dogs who have ever bitten or caused any major injury. But very often people will call me and say, I have an aggressive dog. You know, he or she is doing X, Y, and Z. And very often, it's not aggressive behavior. It's just very bad dominant behavior. So I always speak very thoroughly to find out what's actually going on to make sure that I can help. And I'm very honest. If I don't think that it's within my expertise and I can't offer that guarantee, I'm very honest. I don't want to waste your time, my time, your money. But more often than not, it's just a misunderstanding of some of the dog's behavior. And just, again, it goes back to me in the lesson kind of teaching you what that actual behavior is. But again, true aggressive behavior that has led to emergency room visits and things like that, that's the line in the sand. But very few dogs and clients who I speak with are people that I don't think I can help.
How young can you take a dog to train it?
And this is something else that I feel has us stand apart from the rest. A lot of either group sessions or send-away programs start at about 6 months. I can start as early as 8 weeks. Okay, now, certainly training an 8-week dog is a little bit different than training a 3-month-old dog. However, part of what we do and our customized training is that I can customize the training around however old your dog is. The older dogs don't matter. The myth of, you know, you can't train older dogs, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much training you've done, what other training method you've used, if you are the first owner, if the dog is 8 years old, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter in the training. The dogs who are very young, it's just about attention span, okay? And so we work around it. But I work a lot with clients who have very young puppies, and we work through it as they mature and as their behavior changes. So the short answer is as early as 8 to 10 weeks, and as old as necessary.
Let me reiterate something here. And Annie, think about whatever it is we missed, because we'll be done in about 3 minutes or so. But
sure.
I've been doing this and checking this out because of the new dog that I got. I want to say, who's out there that can train my dog? And when you compare the two, there's no comparison. You either go on a week-to-week basis to get your dog trained, or you give the dog to the trainer for 5 to 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever, and the dog comes back to you, and then you're hoping that the dog is going to listen to the commands you give that have been given by somebody else. Or you can be the master of the dog, and he can train you in 3 hours, and you're going to be happy with the results. I mean, it's easy. And look at the price, too. When you look at the prices, you're going to say, oh, wait a minute, this makes total sense. And when you look at the guarantee, if it didn't work, okay, money-back guarantee. So, but you have to do what Annie said, and that is you've got to do what she tells you to do. You are being trained by the dog. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, clients are very often surprised that their dog can improve so quickly without tons and hours of practice. And that's exactly why things like a telephone consultation program work. I'm able to do the initial consultation with you on the phone, give you the homework, have the couple of follow-ups, and it's able to really do the same thing as the in-person. And, you know, we provide the precise information that's particular to the home training. It's particular to you and your home. You can't get that in books. You cannot get that in videos. You can't get that when the dog is not with you. And it allows us to clarify the either previous training mistakes, how the dog is confused, if the human's confused, and really allow it to be a cohesive environment for learning for everybody and to have the results that you want.
Excellent. Now, I've got about a minute and a half, Andy. I want you to really clearly and repetitively state how people can get a hold of you to get a hold of your expertise.
Sure. So you're welcome to go to my website, which is www.stein-way.com. And on the site, you can go to training needs. There's buttons all over the site. It will send you your customized training form. You can feel free to reach me on the email or phone number that's listed on the website. No problem.
And just spell Stein for me so everybody knows how to do it.
Sure. It's S-T-E-I-N.
Dash way. Very good. Andy, it's been a pleasure. I'm on a hard break.
Thank
I've got to let
so
you
much.
Go. Yeah, it was great
Stay
talking to you.
For me.
Well, I'll give her a good pet for you. Okay, thank you. And everybody, give her a call. You're going
to
appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Andy, we'll talk to you later.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. We are now at the most favorite part of the show. Everybody loves this segment. It's the Armed Citizen from the American Rifleman. It's the section on reading true stories of self-defense, learning what to do and what not to do, cold reads, instant commentary. So we're going to start. I'll do the first one.
Ready to go.
Oh, by the way, this is from the current edition, March 2024, page 10 of the Armed Citizens column, American Rifleman. Story number one. A man, his girlfriend, and their two children were getting out of their vehicle outside the Denver Museum of Nature and Science on December 31st, 2023, when two armed men charged at them. The suspects reportedly grabbed the man and demanded the silver chain around his neck, but then struck him in the back of the head. The man drew his own firearm and pointed it at the suspects, who fired at him, and he fired back. The alleged assailants fled, firing back at the family as they went, fortunately not striking anyone. Later, a car, which matched the description of one of the suspects fled in, dropped off a man at the hospital whose clothing matched the security footage from the museum. The man was reportedly medically unresponsive, but faced several charges, including attempted first-degree murder. And should he recover, the other person from the vehicle was not apprehended at the time. Okay, so this is good. Guy's protecting his family with a firearm. The guy gets hit in the back of the head. He draws his weapon, shoots. The other guy shoots back. But the victim's shot hit the mark. So very good. Very good.
May I just make a quick comment on this?
Sure.
They're coming out of the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. This is broad daylight. This isn't like some, you know, back alley at midnight coming out of the bar type thing.
Yeah, this is, well,
this is like modern day. Right. Yeah.
That's why I read the article about the 8 people who molested and
yes.
killed that woman. The morality of this nation is being deteriorated drugs
yes.
and no
now
fathers.
It doesn't matter what time of the day, where you are, by a school, a museum, it doesn't
yep.
matter.
What was that?
Okay, it's my turn.
A 31-year-old concealed carry permit holder was outside in Chicago, Illinois on December 9, 2023. When two men in a vehicle pulled up near him and allegedly started shooting for unknown reasons. One of the bullets struck the victim in the chest, but the man drew his own firearm and shot back, striking both assailants, killing one.
He took one of my classes.
The victim was hospitalized in fair condition. The investigation was still ongoing.
That's the commentary. Good deal. You took one of my classes. I can teach you to do the same thing. Give me a call. We'll work it out. Christina.
I'll go? All right. An armed robber entered a gas station convenience store December 21 of 2023 around 1 a.m. in South Bend, Indiana, and demanded money from the clerk at gunpoint. When the man then got into an altercation with the clerk, a customer believed the clerk to be in danger of his life, so he drew his firearm and fatally shot the assailant. The would-be robber managed to flee the store but collapsed nearby. The store's security footage quickly confirmed the armed citizen's account of events, and the prosecutor was able to tell reporters the same day that the shooting was justified in defense of someone's life, and they would not seek to press charge.
I must compliment you not only on your skills as an IRS enrolled agent, but the ability to read a microscopic line that the printer didn't print well.
Hey, I'm all about the fine print.
That's right. She's IRS.
Excellent.
Everything. I see everything.
On New Year's Day, a masked man allegedly entered a Taco Bell in Akron, Ohio, pulled out a gun, and fired at an employee behind the counter. Another employee, a 21-year-old man, drew his own gun and fired back at the assailant, striking him in the chest. He must have come to one of your classes. The would-be robber then fled with some of the money, only to show up at the hospital a short time later. Another man who drove him to the hospital, who was apparently involved in the incident in some way, was arrested. The wounded suspect was in stable condition and was expected to face charges upon release. Police said, to some degree, he could have saved or prevented someone from being seriously injured or killed, himself or others.
Now, Judge, here you are with this guy. What would you rule on him in a court of law? What would you do to the criminal?
Oh, he don't want to know. Right. It wouldn't be fun. It would last a while.
All right, let me do this next one here. A store owner and concealed carry license holder in Chicago, Illinois. You know what's interesting about these stories in Chicago? Mm-hmm. They got all these gun laws, but you still can get a license. And it just... it makes me wonder what the qualifications are. Each person we talk to here, I think, is a store owner. So maybe that's a stipulation that allows them to get one.
Mm, maybe so.
Anyway, a store owner and a concealed carry license holder in Chicago, Illinois, has arrived at her convenience store business in the morning of January 4th, only to discover several robbers inside. The intruders reportedly fired shots at her, so she fired back, causing them all to flee. The store security video shows the robbers breaking in the front glass door and taking money from the register. And the store owner said it was the second robbery in a week. Okay. Oh, well. I mean, she
Chicago,
did...
Chicago, Illinois.
She did good. The only problem is she didn't hit her targets. That's yeah. That's the only... Look, if you're going to fire yes. a gun, in this day and age, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to fire your gun, yes, they fleed. The threat was over. But if you're going to draw the weapon and pull the trigger, hit something.
Yep. I believe in gun control. I think you ought to hit what you aim at.
That's right.
All right. In Houston, Texas, a woman was leaving an apartment complex the morning of January 6th when two armed people, allegedly pulled her back out of her pickup truck and held guns to her head. A friend of hers heard the commotion and came out of his apartment. Seeing the situation, he shot one of the assailants, killing him. The other would-be robber fled.
You feel better now?
I feel great.
Very good. So we have a... neighbor, am I right? We have a neighbor who saw what happened, was prepared. That's self-defense of a third person right there.
Amen.
Christine, take it away. Finish up.
All right. A woman in Blair, Wisconsin called 911 to report that a man had kicked in a door of her home around 1:15 a.m. on January 1st. The woman's husband shot the intruder after he entered the house. The suspect was transported to the hospital by ambulance, but his condition was not otherwise reported. Police discovered that the alleged home invader had also broken into another residence where no one was home. The investigation was still ongoing.
This is a good story because it brings up some conversations of some really stupid commentary. One of them would be,
shoot him and drag him in the house.
Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, come on. Let's not be idiots here.
We'll try to blow him back out.
But this, but the story here says the homeowner waited for the intruder to come in. And this is what I teach in my class. If you're in control of your mental and mechanical assets, in other words, you're mentally prepared and you physically know how to use your firearm, you could be sitting in your lounge chair while the person's trying to break in and say, man, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Because you're in total control. You've got it. You break in, I'm sorry, I got you. So he waited for the person to break in, makes it much more...
of a clean shoot.
Clean shoot. There you go. Anybody in here got any stories of personal self-defense?
Personal self-defense? You know, I can't defend myself against Rita Kay, so... I mean, I cannot. She's too good, too tough for me. And you've seen her shoot. So,
and she doesn't even practice.
That's right.
How does she do that?
I don't know. She's just ambidextrous, I guess. I don't know.
It's pretty good. Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I can put a class together for you. You got to have a group of five or more. And I will take you from here, which is low, if that's the case, if you're a novice, and bring you up to here high, which is very proficient with your firearm in a relatively short period of time, like Andy Stein does with her dogs in 3 hours. Okay. I could do for humans in 8 hours, 10 hours.
Because humans are harder to train.
Harder to train.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That may have sounded offensive when I said that down here. What I meant was novice to a proficient
Nobody
type of shooter.
Thought about it like that.
Until I just said it. Okay.
Only you did. That's right.
All right. Now, how much time I got, shall we?
1 minute.
3 minutes.
3 minutes? Okay. Let me hit another article here. Let's talk about Nikki Haley one last time before we just say goodbye to her.
Never talk about her again.
January 6, 2020, when all heck broke loose, she was one of the first ones to stab President Trump in the back. And ever since that point in time, I'm like, get out of here. South Carolina governor becomes, what was her title in the Trump administration? She was
the ambassador to you.
Ambassador.
Something, yes.
And she waits until... she gets obliterated by Trump with all these elections going on. Why did she wait so long? What's your thoughts?
I think she was hoping for a miracle, or the people that were in charge of her told her to stay in until, you know, whatever. You know, there is still a shot out there that Trump may not get to be the... he may be in jail.
There's no law saying he can't run for election while being in jail.
I know
that's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
Look, Trump's impeachments are badges of honor because it's a joke what they did to this guy. If his mugshot is a badge of honor, he goes, look, these guys want you, the citizen. The only thing that stops them is me. I'm in between. I'm the one taking the arrows. Okay? I've got all the money I need. I don't need money from outside sources. I am who I am. I'm going to do what I tell you I'm going to do.
Let's change the subject here for just a second, go into a little bit of politics. Do you see where Steve Garvey and Adam Schiff is running for Senate in California? And Garvey's got a real shot. Of course, he's a California hero for being for the Dodgers. And he got a real shot, and I would love to see that happen.
Who was it? Brian Stelter? He's running for a school board, and he's going as a Republican. I mean, the world's upside down, man.
What's in his out? You have to be what you say you are. To get into office, you can go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody holds anybody accountable.
We're going to take a three-minute break, come back, finish up the show. Final segment coming up.
Cafe in Thorndale will be open Thanksgiving Day. Join them from 11 to 4 with a Thanksgiving buffet of turkey and cornbread dressing, carved ham and roast beef, grilled salmon, and of course cheese enchiladas and chicken fried steak with lots of fresh vegetables. And save room for delicious homemade pies for dessert and a chocolate fountain too. All you can eat buffet, $14.79 and children, $6.95. Call now to make your reservations for Thanksgiving at the Downtown Cafe, 512-898-4116.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas.
We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
Great song. Whoever picked it has a great taste in music, Shelby.
Great taste in music.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the program, final segment. I got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, in the studio with me. I got Judge Andy Isaacs, Shelby Meyer, my board operator, the Colonel, my wingman on assignment. He'll be gone next week as well. Lift him up in prayer, please. Let's go over this one, because this one is two or three banana peels on the slippery slope as it is. First footage of National Guard patrolling New York City subway following Governor Hochul's announcement. They're having the first video of New Yorkers having their bags checked by police and National Guard troops in the Big Apple subways are beginning to surface. Martial law and National Guard were both top trending topics online Thursday following unelected New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul's announcement of the scheme to intrude on average citizens instead of ending the leftist policies contributing to the rise of crime. Let's see here. Freedom News TV obtained the footage, which shows Americans going through bag checks guarded by armed police and National Guardsmen when entering the city's famous Grand Central Station. You ever been there?
I have.
It's huge.
Yes.
It's
huge. Oh, yeah. Beautiful ceiling. Yes.
It's beautiful. It's huge. There's tracks all over the place. It's incredible.
I thought the Transformers messed that place up.
Here's a quote. Oh, wait. An ex-thread by Lebanese-American activist and author Peter Dow, who comes from a family of lifelong New Yorkers, accurately explained why the security theater has nothing to do with real safety. Quote, "This is about conditioning the public to accept brazen violations of civil liberties and rights. Instead of criminalizing poverty, homelessness, and mental health, we could use the billions spent on military cops to help people improve the quality of life for everyone. Even for those who believe in policing, you could simply have safety officers in subway cars rather than deploying the National Guard to violate the Fourth Amendment rights."
serious. This has opened the door for others to follow, and I guarantee you it will be Democrat states only that do this.
I watched some of the interviews of the people going through the station, and, you know, hey, what do you think about, you know, armed police and National Guard stopping you to, you know, check your bag? And there was only about five or six people they got on the TV, but they all said, yeah, it's fine. I feel safer. This is a good thing. You know, it's good. And one person said, you know, it's not the bags that we're bringing in. You need to be on the subways. Why are you not on the subways where the criminals are acting?
Well, let's go even further. It's really not that. It should be like, why are you going through all this trouble? Like he just said, why are you going through this trouble? Why aren't you stopping this? An obvious, common-sensed individual can say, this is wrong. You're letting them come in. That's our problem.
Yes. But the point is that people were fine with it. It's the conditioning.
Well,
it's made child sex trafficking a lot easier.
How's that?
With the open borders?
Oh, yes.
Not the subway.
Yeah.
It could be transported.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody's just walking in with kids now and nobody's being checked for anything.
All right.
That might be an ultimate reason why they're keeping it open.
Democrats must scare the crap out of people over Trump in 2024, says MSNBC's Donnie Deutsch. Since Democrats don't have a successful platform to run on, liberal talking heads resort to projection and fear-mongering to win election. Yeah, absolutely. If you just took a minute to start studying, you'd see it very quickly what's going on here. Let's see. MSNBC talking head Donnie Deutsch proposed a novel strategy to defeat Trump in 2024. Scare the crap out of people regarding his MAGA agenda. What's his MAGA agenda? Make America great again, right? Mm-hmm. What is that? Secure the border?
Take away your sexual freedoms.
To not have...
people aren't going to have litter boxes at school bathrooms. No leashes with spikes. You know, taking away your liberties.
And no dolls for the pedophiles. Mm-hmm.
Buy one, get one free.
But truly, what's he doing? He's going to secure the border. He's going to make our economy boom.
He's going to reduce taxes.
Drill, baby, drill. He's going to reduce taxes. NATO, once again, will pay their fair share. China will back down. Mm-hmm. No balloons flying over the country.
You'll probably get another accord in the Middle East for peace.
Saudi Arabia, I bet you, is the next one because he was working on it before he left.
Yep.
You're going to have a major deportation of millions of illegal aliens.
Bye.
What's wrong with that? What am I missing? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's great. It's make America great again.
Yes. We're not. I mean, we need one.
You need an opposing.
To sit in here in the corner and be upset, but then to tell us their perspective on things.
I challenge a Dem or a liberal or somebody opposes MAGA to come into the studio. I challenge you. Normally, I like to talk and stay open and free. But look, your ignorance and stupidity of the concept idea. No, I want to see them face to face. You come in here, we'll talk face to face. You talk, you pause, I answer, I speak, I pause, you answer.
But I don't want somebody here barking.
But they got to promise that they don't say I'm a racist. They can't promise
they
that
won't come.
They won't come, right?
Mm. Sorry.
You're what you call chicken, you know what? Oh, okay. How much time I got?
Five minutes.
Biden demands passage of gun controls that have failed in California for over 30 years. Mm. Why would we continue to do this? It's an illusion. It's an illusion. If they were to solve the problem where everybody was armed and they took away the criminals, and they actually arrested the criminals, they wouldn't have anything to run on.
Well, criminals would be few and far between because they'd be too scared to do crime.
So you can't get a vote, though, Shelby. You can't get a vote from a scared individual and say, I'm going to vote for them because I want to stay safe. These people are hiding underneath their pillows instead of defending themselves, arming themselves. And so, what was it? Kennesaw, Georgia? There was a city that banned firearms. You couldn't have a firearm or it'd be against the law. I don't know how they did it. Kennesaw, Georgia said, screw that. It's mandatory for every household to have a firearm.
Mandatory.
And what happened to the crime in Kennesaw? It dropped dramatically. Because if you're a robber or a gangster.
Yeah, you ain't going to some place.
I'm not
exactly.
going
there.
Crime,
in there where they got
crime would be few and far between because at every corner you can't get away with it knowing everybody's packed.
If somebody tried to mess with me, they're on drugs or stupid. Okay?
There's a lot of that.
Just don't do
There's
it.
There's a lot of that.
Just don't do it. All right. Christine, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, what you got to offer, where they can get your scan, your everything. Just go
everything.
Ahead.
So call me, text me at 737-234-0196. You can go to my website, proverbs1616.com. Got lots of information on there about coaching. I do personal and small business coaching. And as an enrolled agent, I can take away your troubles that you've gotten yourself into with the IRS, get that resolved. I'm also the author of How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS, coincidentally, a book by the same title. It's on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon. It's also an audiobook on any and all the audio platforms. You can listen to it.
Very
get
good.
The same good info.
Judge Andy Isaacs.
You know, we live in a different time, and we got to get back to the Bible, back to praying. MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. You know, we need help, and you start getting help on your knees.
All right, I'm going to do my spiel here. I hate to do it, but I'm going to do it. If you like this program and you want it to continue, I need your help, and I need your support, financial support. I need your financial support. It's gotten to the point where I've got to be blunt. If you like this program and you got money tucked away, you're financially able, if you have a business, a product or service, and you want to promote it, we have an incredible range, large audience. It will help you. You can be part of the show. You've got a built-in audience. Every Saturday morning, thousands and thousands of people turn on their radio or listen via the app to this program, and you can supply them with a product or service. You will supply funding for this program that is a conservative nature, that loves America, wants it to thrive, constitutionalist, serve, took an oath, the whole works. And the people on this program, all my seasoned Oaks folks, are incredible people. But if it goes away because it can't be financially... Look, let me tell you something. People say, well, it's your show, you pay for it. No. It's my show. And I felt a calling to come on. So what I'm offering you, the listener, is the best information I can give you. But it's just like anything else. I'm not giving away freebies, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not. I put a lot of effort into this program. I put a lot of effort into the information to give a product out that people will, air quote, buy. A lot of people will listen and spread the word. Thank you very much. Some people will give me a pat on the back or give me a box of cookies. Okay, very good. I need financial support. And if you've got it, if you're conservative, if you like this program, if you like where it's going, if it gets off the air, it will not be replaced. It will not. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. There's a donation button there. And just don't donate once. I need a monthly contribution. It takes the stress off enabling me to get done what I got to get done here. Okay? That's the way it is. Shelby, what do you got?
What do you mean, what do I got? I got a lot. I got a lot of life. I got a lot of love.
I have something. Can I add?
Yeah, go ahead.
Excellent. So if you think you don't have the funds, I will help you find the funds because
exactly.
This is what I do as a coach. And I will gift you free coaching to help you find the funds to make this show a viable radio show.
All right. I've been given the finger by Shelby. And the finger code is 20 seconds. So
I'm going right. Either way.
Christine, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Matt. Good
Andy,
to be here.
Andy, if you're listening in New York, it was a pleasure to have you on. Judge Andy, it's always great to have you.
It's always wonderful to be here.
Colonel, if you're listening, we missed you. Shelby, always great job. You, the listening audience, thank you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do it all over again. But until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.